AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. NTSB investigator Adam Gerhart says the unresponsive plane that crashed in Virginia, killing four people, landed in some rugged terrain, crashing into a mountain.
The accident site will take us extensive time to get to, and the wreckage is highly fragmented.
Military fighter jets scrambled to monitor the plane. The jets set off a sonic boom around Washington, D.C. Former Vice President Mike Pence is filing paperwork to run for president next year. Another Republican is not joining the crowded field and is urging others to do the same.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu warns a big field for the Republican nomination only helps Donald Trump, and if he's the nominee, the GOP will lose. Sununu writes in the Washington Post, any Republican candidates with no path to victory must have the courage to get out, that the stakes are too high to hand the nomination to a candidate who gets just 35% of the vote. Trump's team is thrilled by the GOP field size, believing the more candidates there are, the easier his path to the nomination. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Lawyers for Donald Trump met with Justice Department officials as the decision approaches whether to bring charges over the handling of classified documents at the former president's Florida estate. An Israeli hospital says a Palestinian toddler who was shot by Israeli troops in the occupied West Bank last week died of his wounds. The U.S. military released video of what it called an unsafe Chinese maneuver in the Taiwan Straits over the weekend, in which a Chinese Navy ship cut sharply across the path of an American destroyer. Families of the victims of India's deadliest train crash in decades filled a hospital to try to identify the bodies of relatives, as a railway official recommended a criminal probe of the crash that killed 275 people. This is AP News. The EU wants Google, Meta, and others to fight misinformation by labeling content generated by artificial intelligence.
A top EU Commission official says the ability of a new generation of AI chatbots to create complex content and visuals in seconds raises fresh challenges for the fight against disinformation. The 27-nation bloc has asked Google, Meta, Microsoft, TikTok, and other tech companies that have signed up to the voluntary EU agreement on combating disinformation to dedicate efforts to tackling the AI problem. The official says companies should roll out technology to recognize AI-generated content and clearly label this to users. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Prince Harry was a no-show in London in the opening of his phone hacking lawsuit. The case against Mirror Group alleges they unlawfully snooped on the prince. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.